Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Loving God, you meet us in every moment, in our sorrow and in our joy, in our work and in our rest. As we gather today, center us in your presence. Open our hearts to your word and send us out to love, to serve with love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, we gather in a moment of holy tension between grief and gratitude, between endings and beginnings. During transitions, we're also stepping into a new chapter. We've completed a successful capital campaign to begin work to renew our campus. You might have noticed the sparkling outsides that have been power washed. We're establishing new relationships at our Memorial campus and here in the Rice Village. And we're preparing to welcome an interim pastor who will walk with us into what's next. In the midst of all of this, we hear the story of Martha and Mary, two sisters, two disciples, two ways of being with Jesus. And with them comes the long-debated question, who was right? Who was wrong? Was Jesus praising one and correcting another? Martha is the doer. She welcomes Jesus, prepares the meal, tends to all of those important details. You can almost hear the busyness in her voice. But her service is not a distraction, it is devotion. And in her, we see the heart of the diaconal call to serve the world in Christ's name. This congregation lives that out beautifully. Repairing buildings, strengthening ministries, forming new partnerships. These are not just projects. These are acts of gospel proclamation. As St. Francis of Assisi once said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words." Martha's hands preach. Your hands preach. With every repaired wall, every shared meal, every act of welcome is a sermon. And then there's Mary. Mary sits at Jesus' feet. She listens. She receives. And in a time of transition, this is also our call to pause, to be still, and to remember that Christ is here. Mary reminds us that our service must be rooted in presence, that before we go out, we must come in to the word, to prayer, to the quiet center where God speaks. This is not a rejection of Martha's work. It is a reminder that our doing must flow from our being. In verse 42, Jesus says, "Mary has chosen the better part." The Greek word here is agathen, meaning good. It's used over 100 times in the Gospels, but what's striking is that it doesn't just mean better in a comparative sense. It means inherently good, something that originates from God and is empowered by God through faith. So it isn't just about Mary being right or Martha being wrong. It's about recognizing that both hospitality and attentiveness are sacred. But in that moment, Mary chose to be fully present, to sit face to face with Jesus, to listen deeply, and to be transformed. This balance between doing and being isn't just a biblical idea. It plays out in our daily lives too. Let me tell you about how it works in our house. Some of you know that in our house, my sweet husband Daryl is the primary chef. He plans the meals, he buys the groceries, he cooks the food, and even does the dishes. And I know, it's amazing, isn't it? I do like to remind people that I have and do some of those things too, but he actually enjoys them. And quite frankly, he does them better than me. Plus, he doesn't really want to eat some version of cold cereal every night, which is what I'm cooking these days. So we have an agreement that when the food is ready or close, he calls me from whatever I might be busy with, and I come to the table. Not in 10 minutes, but then, because he's worked hard to prepare a meal for me. And we value that time to sit together, to talk about our day, our plans, our questions, to be fully present with one another. Now, we're not quite perfect at it. Sometimes it's more of an aspirational goal, but we try really hard to remember that being present matters. Now, I am not saying that I am Mary to Daryl's Martha, but I am saying that we all need to recognize that there is a time to do and a time to be present with and for one another. And sometimes that presence, that call to presence, shows up in even more unexpected places, like on a cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico. My sister and I left last Saturday for a short birthday cruise for our mother's 75th birthday. It was a quick few days in and out of Mexico. Now, my mom doesn't travel much at all and has certainly never been on a cruise. And to add to that, we haven't ever, and that's in all caps, ever been on a vacation with our mom, especially as an adult. And so this was a first on a lot of levels. I was nervous because I was worried about how this was going to go. Some of you may remember I'm a bit of a control freak, maybe like to know how things are going to happen. Maybe. Sometimes there can be a lot of opinions and a lot of right and wrongs. And we were sharing a cabin. So one of my hopes on this trip was to have a little downtime, maybe do a little bit of reading. I started a book called Tattoos on the Heart by Father Gregory Boyle. It's a book centered on the power of compassion, and felt like it might be a great trip, a book for this particular trip. Boyle describes this compassion as a relationship not between a healer and the wounded, but as a covenant between equals. He quotes Al Sharpton, "We're all created equal, but we don't all end up equal." So I wonder how we get from a place where Jesus was one with others. He chose to be in intimate relationships with lepers before he ever got around to healing them. He didn't just champion the cause of those who were outcast, but he was the outcast. He had boundless compassion for people. He realized that he couldn't just take the right stand on important issues, but he had to stand in the right place with the outcast. So what does that have to do with my mom and my sister and I floating on a cruise ship in the Gulf, maybe eating too much, maybe some relaxing? Well, the three of us sit in very different places in our personal stances on issues and belief systems. We live in different spectrums on our worldviews and our perceptions. We have complicated layers of family systems and histories on the line every time we gather, that each one of us must decide how far we're going to take a stand on the soapbox or push our perception of truth or our own reality. How important are these relationships, especially for me with my mother? How do I show boundless compassion for this woman who gave me life, and I have to believe ultimately does mean well? How do I get out of my own way to be fully present with my mother and my sister and love them truly as equals? In our baptism, we are empowered to be both Mary and Martha, people of presence and people of action. In baptism, we are named and we are claimed. In baptism, we are called and we are sent. This is the rhythm of diaconal life, to sit at Jesus' feet in worship and wonder, to rise and to serve with compassion and courage, to preach the gospel with our lives and sometimes with our words. As we welcome our new interim pastor, as we deepen our partnerships with others, and as we continue to care for our campus and our community, we do so not as people adrift, but as people anchored in Christ. Christ the King is a congregation that knows how to listen and knows how to serve. You are a people who preach the gospel in breakfast after church, in construction and in conversation, in prayer and in proclamation. So go. Go into this next chapter as Mary and as Martha. Go as people who remember your baptism. Go as people who know that Christ is already ahead of you and preparing the way. Christ is still here. Christ is calling and sending us out together. Amen.
Amen.